Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
8:04 on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. It is the morning shift. I am Allie Mack with Bo Morgan. Garrett is in for Dylan today. And, of course, you can hear Mike Johnson this afternoon with Mike Bell. This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Here are the headlines before you clock in this morning. Winter meetings are underway for Major League Baseball. Braves are adding more pitching as we needed. According to The Athletic, they have signed right-handed pitcher James Karinchak on a minor league deal. Georgia Tech's Haynes King was named All-ACC Player of the Year by the AP. Rightfully deserved, he threw for almost 2,700 yards, 12 touchdowns while running for over 900 yards. And Justin Herbert did play during Monday Night Football after having surgery on his left hand a week ago. The Chargers beat the Eagles in overtime 22-19. We are going to get to the wake-up call in a moment, 404-726-0929. We're taking calls on my top five Tuesday list. If you missed it, it was the top five Christmas movies. I had Elf, The Grinch, Home Alone, Christmas Vacation, and A Christmas Story. I know there are some amendments that Bo and Garrett would like to add to that. We're also going to take your calls on The Good, The Bad, and The Ugly. This is what Bo and Garrett covered earlier at 7 o'clock talking about Sunday's Falcons game. There was a lot to choose from there. So if you want to weigh in on that, 404-726-0929. But Garrett just came in here and showed us the photo of Ozzy dressed as Santa. I do not understand how that daycare got that dog to wear a Santa beard, but that is absolutely incredible.
Yeah, Garrett's dog is very well behaved.
Yes.
he's growing up a little bit. He's growing up a little bit, but he's a very handsome fellow. He's a very handsome fellow. He does his best, is what I like to say.
Normally, labs when retrievers or all these like those bigger dogs, like kind of like in that mold, when they meet a new person, they can't sit still. Like they just want to like, you know, get their kisses in and get their love from that new person. And your dog's almost like ignoring Santa. He's like, where's the camera at? Oh, there, that's where I'll look.
He was, and that's the thing. He looks right into it.
Yeah.
And then he has like that perfect little even smile. It's just handsome. He's just so handsome.
Give you any of the tips on how they got that done?
Prayer. Lots of prayer. Hope. You know, I mean, it's just those little things and treats. Maybe a couple of treats thrown in there.
All right. Well, send that to me so we can tweet it out because it is absolutely one of the most adorable photos I've seen of a dog dressed as Santa. All right. My top five list, Bo. I know you have criticisms over it. What would your top five have had included if you had made this list today?
Die Hard. I'm not a big Elf guy. I don't think that it's bad. Mm-hmm. I'm just not big on the movie. It's just okay. I don't know why. Really, I like a lot of Will Ferrell's stuff, but I'm just like,
did you see it in theaters?
No.
There you go.
I did
not. That's my theory.
But I think I only really remember seeing one Will Ferrell movie in theaters. That comes now. I'm not saying that it's the only one I've ever seen.
Yeah.
I'm just saying it's the only one I remember, which was Talladega Nights.
Mm-hmm.
Which now I watch back and I'm like, that's a mockery of like they, but it's still funny as hell. Because I didn't see Step Brothers in the theaters. I didn't see Anchorman in the theaters. Which is the first one's funny. The second one's absolute garbage.
Oh, the second one. Woo.
That's yeah.
With the whale and everything. I mean, that just, was just such a weird movie.
It was awful. It was absolutely awful. So that said, I would have probably put Die Hard in there at one.
Mm-hmm.
Christmas Story would probably be more around five for me. Mm-hmm. Home Alone and Christmas Vacation are absolutely in there. That's I actually thought you did a really good job with your list. It's hard for me to I'll just put it this way. You know what? Put Die Hard in at one.
Okay.
Take Elf out, leave Christmas Vacation, A Christmas Story would be at five, Christmas Vacation, Home Alone, either two or three, they're interchangeable, and then Grinch at four, Christmas Story at five, and I do have an honorable mention, Mr. Yo hit me up with Friday After Next.
Which, is that a Christmas movie?
Well, it's based in during Christmas time.
Okay.
And there's a Santa goes around robbing them. So
well,
it's kind of like a Grinch.
Kind of like a bad Santa.
It kind of like, well, bad Santa's in there too, because the original bad Santa is raunchy, but it's funny. I'm sorry, it's funny. The original bad Santa is funny. The second one is kind of like, why do we make a second one?
Right.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, like the classic claymation. One. The claymation
is
one.
Is that considered a movie? Because that is a special.
It
and
goes
it's,
on TV.
It's only like 25, 30 minutes.
Yeah.
It's an hour long.
Okay.
Wait, really?
55 minutes.
Really?
Yeah. 1964.
With commercials or without?
It's G-rated. It's 55 minutes, and it was made in 1964.
Wow. I didn't realize it was that long. I mean, the Center for Puppetry Arts always does the Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer
really?
Presentation. It's so good.
I loved that when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Loved it. But that's like a little, I mean, it's too kiddy. I'm not going to go back and watch it necessarily, but it's like when I have kids, my kids are going to watch it
mm-hmm.
for sure. But what about like A Wonderful Life or something?
I've never seen that.
Yeah, it's good, but it's just not. Now,
it's old. I'm not going back to watch an old movie. Now, I'm sorry. I'm not. Okay. I'm not watching something in black and white.
Amy watches it every year, multiple times. Like it's on her list, but it's not mine because I'd rather watch Good Man the Ugly, I guess.
I respect that.
What about, there's one that I was thinking about putting on the list, but there wasn't room. The Santa Claus with Tim Allen. That's a really good one.
Yeah, yeah, I could pound the table for that one.
Yeah.
I could, if I had to.
Yeah, I mean, it's all right, it's good. It's not, again, doesn't make my top five.
I got you.
And look, this is your top five. It has to be what you want. I agree. I love how you phrase it. This is my top five.
Two very important letters there.
I'm just saying, I mean, a man literally goes across the country to see his family on Christmas. And has to fight terrorists.
Oh my goodness!
All to get home by Christmas morning, which he does. John McClane needs to be on that list.
I'm saying it's not on my list, but we do watch it every year. Okay, so
thank
it's
you.
Like, it's
all
there.
Right. I'll
it's
take
there.
It. We'll
happens.
Take it. We'll
it
take
happens.
It.
All right, 404-726-0929. Let's get into the wake up call. By the way,
ding.
Dave Ashburn agrees with me in that the Santa Claus is a wonderful Christmas movie. So,
well, of course he does. He decides to be a contrarian against me.
It's a great movie. It's a great movie.
It absolutely is. All right, let's go out to Covington. Let's see what Anthony's got for us this morning. Anthony, how you doing?
Good morning. Good morning. How is everybody doing this morning?
We are wonderful, Anthony. I love it.
It is an absolutely fantastic Tuesday here in Covington. And what an amazing Saturday. And let me tell y'all, we have exorcised the demons. This house is clear. How about them dogs? Them young
yes.
men on defense were hitting like it was personal on Saturday. love our chances moving forward. And you can't spell sugar without UJ. And I think a congratulations is in order to the Kennesaw State Fighting Squids. How about it?
Love it. Thank you. Love it.
You are very, very welcome, ladies and gentlemen.
Wait.
Yeah, go ahead, baby.
Let's do a three claps Rick Flair.
So baby girl says we're going to do three claps and a Ric Flair for the Georgia win on Saturday.
Let's do it.
One, two, three. Woo! Go dogs. Have a great Tuesday.
Yes, you too, Anthony. Thank you for the call this morning. Anthony's always a phenomenal call.
Brings the energy to the wake-up call, I would say. Positivity and energy is always nice.
I had a caller just drop in. They didn't tell me their name, but Christmas with the Cranks. Christmas with the Cranks.
Okay, so that is Jamie Lee Curtis, right?
I think so, yes.
No, yes. With Tim Allen? I believe so. I don't think I've seen that one.
I have not. I can go ahead and tell you.
Yes, that is it.
What do you think about this? What's this Christmas movie with a monster in it? It is Jamie Lee Curtis, by the way.
Dang.
And Dan Aykroyd with Tim. What do you think about that? What is the name of it? There's like a Christmas monster that I've seen a movie of, and I've never watched it. And I wanna watch it because. It looks...
the one with Adam Scott.
I don't know.
A Christmas monster?
Krampus.
Krampus.
There we go.
Yeah.
Krampus.
That's
it's
what
like
it was.
Like a German, right? German tradition?
I think it is a German tradition. It's got horns, and it looks like a devil, basically.
That's right. Dwight Schrute's talked a lot about that on The Office.
Yes, yes,
that's
yes.
Right.
He does that whole...
Yes.
He comes in, and he does like the soot or whatever. I don't know, it was weird. That's an interesting episode.
That's a great episode.
That's an interesting one.
Yeah, the more that you get to see, like, when Dwight does something, they lean into the Amish roots of Dwight. It's so funny.
It's so good.
It gets very interesting. Well, I appreciate the wake-up call, Anthony, this morning for bringing the positive vibes today. You can join Sports Radio 92.9 The Game after each Falcons game for the Falcons Flyover. It's your first chance to call in and react after every Falcons game. It's brought to you by Ticketmaster, the official ticket marketplace of the Atlanta Falcons. Again, that's the Falcons Flyover immediately following every Falcons game this season on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Coming up, speaking of the Falcons, we're going to get into that presser that Raheem Morris had yesterday up at Flowery Branch. It's next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the morning shift. I'm Allie Mack with Bo Morgan. Garrett hanging out behind the glass. And I just had a little freak out because I was like, can we still play Diddy? I don't know. But this is Notorious B.I.G. Have you watched the documentary yet?
I have not. I don't know if I will. I don't know. I'm.
You should.
Torn. Should I?
What, you should.
What's your reasoning behind not? I'm not judging. I'm just curious.
Time.
Okay.
Oh well. That okay. Makes sense. No. That's fine.
I mean, if I'm gonna, there are other things that are above it on the pecking order. I guess you could say. Well, I bet my fiance will watch it. I bet she'll watch it.
Do you guys at time like? I have had a lot going on lately. I know we all do, right? But with the kid, with the Falcon season, with the you know, having to find a new vehicle and everything, I've had no time. Like, Mayor Kingstown is in the middle of a new season, and so is Landman. And those are two of my go-to shows. I really love enjoying those shows. And their new seasons are out. I watched the first two episodes of Mayor Kingstown, and I've probably missed the last three or four.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't watched an episode of Landman yet. And to Garrett's point, I can't sit. It's not, I do have like an hour at night to probably try to watch, but mentally, I just need something that's just, you know, I don't have to think about.
Well, and this one will change your world about with the music we grew up with.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Ooh. Oh, wow.
Yeah. Ooh. It's one of those. So you definitely.
That's a pill that you might need to swallow then. I don't know. I might need to watch it.
I don't know if you want to. You know what? That's probably the wrong verbiage with a Diddy documentary.
I mean, it's just crazy.
Maybe choose your words better.
To go back and see all of that stuff that was going on. So it's very enlightening. But 50 Cent is like doing all this press about the documentary. And he is only going on ABC affiliates and shows. You know why? Because that's what they show in jail. So Diddy is seeing all of it.
That beef is so great.
Petty.
It's so petty.
Oh,
so,
petty.
So great.
Mad respect for 50 Cent.
I mean, to figure that out, to make sure you're only going on outlets that Diddy can see you, that's crazy to me.
I almost said no cap.
I know. Well, Dylan's not here, so you can fill in and say no cap.
Yeah, no cap. hey, real quick. I know you got something you want to get to, but really, really quick. I left. That was an omission on my top five Christmas movies.
Mm.
I would probably move The Grinch out and move it to an honorable mention.
Okay.
And have Four Christmases in there somewhere, because Four Christmases with Vince Vaughn and Reese Witherspoon is you better not be shaking your head out of disagreement.
Yes.
It's so freaking good. It's hilarious.
It's not The Grinch. It's not The Grinch. You cannot have a top five list without The Grinch.
Well, I just did.
Unacceptable.
The Wrestling Brothers were just a little bit over the top for me.
Dude, it's and by the way,
ding.
The ode to country music in that movie.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but they found a way to put Tim McGraw and Dwight Yoakam in the movie? I mean, are you serious?
I know.
But think of the Who's in Whoville, man. Where Are You Christmas? Come on.
Totally two different vibes.
Come Four on. Christmases is literally probably real. There's probably someone that did that at some point. I mean, you know, if I had, I only have to go, we only have to normally, we're not doing this year, but in the past, with normal holidays, we have to go to two places. If I had to go to four, I would just travel somewhere. Make up something.
I
would be gone.
Went to four Thanksgivings.
Oof.
Yeah. So they had to go to one that was like at noon, and then they go to another one at like 2:30, and then it's like, I'm like, that's a lot of turkey.
At what time do they go get their stomach pumped from all that food?
No, for real.
It's a long day. I think their last one was on Friday.
Oh, okay. So it's not all in one day.
Yeah, so not all in one day.
Well, that's a little bit. Yeah, I can see that.
It's a little bit better, I guess.
But we've done three before.
That's a long day.
We did.
One is a terribly long day.
Yeah.
We did my parents, her parents, and then when Zeno hadn't been here very long, we went to theirs as well. And so we did three, and that one's late at night. And that was more of like, give me dessert and, you know, maybe a White Russian or something.
I got you.
To wash us down. But we still did win three. That's a long day.
That's still a long day.
Yeah.
I think Thanksgiving of all the holidays, like Thanksgiving's not one where you necessarily rest all that much, I don't think. You lounge, but it's like height. It's like intensity.
But you're still on. You know,
you're
be
on all the
day.
Time, all day.
Yes.
And the cooking and the timing and everything has to be precise. And it's always kind of a stressful day.
Absolutely.
I always think of The Bear when the TV show on Hulu, The Bear.
Oh, their Christmas.
That's the most.
Thanksgiving.
I think it was Christmas.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Just their meals, though.
Like, that just, my heart started racing when I was watching that.
That is, I never finished the third season or started the fourth or whatever, but the intensity of that episode that you're talking about on The Bear, that is like.
I had to pause it a few times.
Yeah.
Because it's like, it was making me so like anxious while just watching it.
It's one of those you cannot put on to relax. Yeah. That's for sure. we are going to play some audio from Raheem Morris and his presser yesterday up at Flowery Branch. I do want to bring up Dale Murphy. I know I was disappointed on Sunday when he did not get into the Hall of Fame. And I threw up a quick emotional post on Twitter. I was like, he's my Hall of Famer, and put my photo up with him. And then I was like, I should probably take that down. This is not Instagram. This is not Facebook. It's Twitter, right? But it's since grown, and it's like my most engaged tweet I've ever had at Ally Mac Radio, if you want to add on. But
wow, shameless plug.
But, I mean, Garrett, you and I were kind of talking about it yesterday. He got 6 votes, so he can remain on the ballot. You have to have at least 5. But for them, he needs to be in the Hall of Fame.
You know what the problem for me is I think Jeff Kent's the only one that got in on the Veterans Committee. Jeff Kent is worthy. This is everything I'm about to say is not a knock on Jeff Kent's career. But so is Dale bleeping Murphy, okay? A 2-time MVP. I don't know why Jeff Kent is more worthy than Dale Murphy. And the kicker for all of it is Jeff Kent is allegedly, I'm going to say notorious and allegedly, so I'm covering my bases and don't get sued, one of the worst people to be around. Absolute terrible person to be around as far as the way he was to cover.
Really?
He not a doesn't.
Okay.
Text the hub and see what he thinks about him. But he's notorious for having a bad rep, for not being a great guy, being kind of a jerk and bad teammate, that kind of stuff. And you have him in, you vote him in, and you have one of the nicest human beings ever play the sport, and he still can't get in. Mm-hmm. Not to mention, take away all of his Hall of Fame stats. Mm-hmm. It reeks. It reeks. I'll never understand it. So,
well, it felt like there was just such a push for Dale Murphy this year. There's a whole campaign, and I'm hoping the same amount of effort goes into it next year, because he's still going to be on the ballot. So it just needs to happen.
Yeah. I'm again. How's Jeff Kent get in before him? They could have gave Jeff Kent the 6th vote. It's just I'm starting to lose faith that it happens.
And don't lose faith.
And it's disappointing.
How many votes do you need on this committee?
That's a good question.
12?
Is it 12? So, and I mean, I'm just curious. I mean, so I'm trying to think of how close he actually is, because he stays on the ballot.
Well, it sounds like he's halfway there.
Sounds like, I mean, at 12, I mean, if 12's the number, I'm just trying to think, because I know when you get the standard process, right, you have to you have to have like a certain percentage of it or something like that. And then some people make it. Sometimes you don't. Sometimes nobody makes it. I mean, and that's just kind of how it falls. So it's like I'm trying to think of if they're going to do another big push like they did this year. It has to come down to how close you actually are.
Yeah. So Jeff Kent got 14 of the 16 votes possible. You only need 12.
So he's halfway there.
I just don't know how Jeff Kent is 8 votes better than Del Murphy. I'm not knocking. I watched Jeff Kent play. I know what he is as a player. He's not 8 votes better than Del Murphy. I'll tell you that much. I watched both of them play. I might be a little biased, but.
Well, then this just gives you more reason next year to help with the cause, Bo.
Well, I mean, can I get
Who's voting on it? Who's voting?
They're probably writers.
The Writers Association?
It's still the writers, so it's the same group of people. It's just, man, I don't get it.
Don't get me started.
I don't get it.
I don't get it either. Let's move on to Flowery Branch. Garrett, you were up there yesterday, and Raheem Morris was talking about something we've covered today, the third down conversions, and how it's about player execution.
You always got to talk about execution on third down, and then you got to execute at a high level. You know, we had the first third down of the game was great. Bijan ran a great, magnificent route. We threw the ball to him. He caught it and ran with it. The next execution, we didn't execute the protection the right way. We still get the ball up there. We get an opportunity ball. We got to come down with that. You know, the next one, we get an opportunity to get the ball out there, and we drop it. We got other opportunities in the game where we drops. And then once you got into the second half, man, it really got out of whack. You got those third and really long ones that you don't want, and that's when it really gets bad for you. But it is definitely down to execution. It's definitely down to that dog making that dog play, and we didn't get it done yesterday.
I know you can make a conversation or an argument about play calling, and I'm not going to go against that because I do think there has been an issue at times with play calling and some stubbornness, but there's no doubt that there have been moments where you've put guys up to bat to make plays and they haven't made it. You mentioned earlier, I talked about my good, the bad, and the ugly, and my bad was contested catches of this receiving core. With Drake London out, the probability rate of making a contested catch is like 85%. And without him on the field, it's like 5. That's a problem. And I'm being facetious. I don't know about those numbers. I just made all that up as I'm going to prove a point that there is no one I trust to make a contested catch on this roster other than the guy wearing number 5. Bijan, too. Mm-hmm. But Bijan...
Not contested catches.
Well, yeah. Don't you remember when he climbed the ladder on that one-handed catch and the guy was draped all over him? That's a contested catch. And I know what you mean. But the problem is, Garrett, and I think what you're probably trying to say and what I'm saying is the same thing. Those aren't the routes he normally runs. He has ran them, but they're not normally the routes he runs. But I mentioned it. Pitts, the first possession, the third down, has a chance for a climb-the-ladder contested catch. Nothing. Mooney on a fourth down, nothing. David Sills, I believe it was a second down opportunity, nothing. They don't make contested catches. If you don't create, if you can't, you got to do one of two things as a receiver. Either create separation or at least know, when I put you at the bat, I know that you're going to make that contested catch. If you're not doing either one, then why are you on the field? Why are you on the roster? And I know why. But the reality is that they're not doing these things. And that is that's what Raheem's talking about with you got to make these plays. At some point in time, I have to be able to put these guys out here and put them up the bat and know that they're going to win. And they're not doing it. You can argue that some of that's on coaching. I'm not going to sit here and disagree, but it's not 100% on coaching. It's not. It's just not.
At some point, you got to make a play. Make the great play.
Do we have any update on Drake's status?
Yesterday, they did not practice.
Right, and it was estimated that he would not have participated.
Yes.
Raheem said he was day-to-day.
I believe he plays.
I think he's going to play. I don't think he played. There is a chance that he could have played on Sunday, and I'm not going off any insider information here. This is my own speculation. I believe that there is a very good chance that he could have played if he would have had a full week off. Then he would have been able to play. With the short week, I would rather him play against Tampa than against Seattle, because then he could ramp up and he could play the rest of the year and he doesn't have to play a game, sit out, and then play a game.
Right.
So I think that if they were playing on Sunday this week, I think he would have played last week or maybe at least attempted to suit up or something like that. But I do think, I'm with Bo, I do have a pretty good feeling, again, just a feeling that he's going to play.
I believe wholeheartedly he would have played if he had a week off. I don't have any inside information either, but based on everything Raheem talks about with his whole week-to-week and day-to-day thing, we all know what that means by now. If you don't, well, text me, I'll tell you, or tweet me.
Week-to-week, they're not going to play. Day-to-day, they are going to play.
Week-to-week means you're out. You're done. Yeah. Brandon Dorlus is in that same category.
But Raheem's wording was very deliberate last week with, we're going to let the player play when it's safe. And to me, they didn't think it was safe for him to play on Sunday and turn around and play on Thursday.
Okay.
And that's what they were wanting if they brought him back, which makes a lot of sense. I understand Garrett's point about, I'd rather them play against Tampa than Seattle. I think it's 6-1 way, half a dozen the other. Because if you lost either game, you were going to be eliminated from the playoffs. And they did. But that being said, I know the point is extremely valid that Garrett made about that way he's ready for he's there for the rest of the season. And I agree with that.
Yeah.
And I think that's where that's what they're doing, because their jobs might be on the line and they might be, but they're still doing the right thing by the players.
And Garrett, you're going back up there today?
I will be up there. I'm heading straight to Flower Branch.
All right.
So we'll be talking to Marquise Williams and Zach Robinson and everybody else.
All right.
Jeff Ulbrich.
Bring that audio back for us tomorrow.
Oh, boy. We'll have some fun.
This segment is brought to you by Buffalo's Cafe. Come wing it family style at any Georgia's 13 locations. Coming up, we're going to get back into college football playoff matchups, and we've got a life of Squid.
There's an update on Shedeur Sanders' status with the Browns. Well, it came out yesterday. And there's hypocrisy tied to it by some talking heads. I'm going to talk about it next. Morning Shift, Sports Radio 910 on the Game and
the Odyssey app.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website.
It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
No, it's way more scripted. And you know, radio is the art of a conversation. You have to be a...
Wait, you're saying this isn't a script?
No, it's not. It's just, we know what we're going to talk about. Like, you know, Garrett or Dylan or whoever, when I used to do it, be like, this is what I want. This is what I think our topic should be. And here's some information on it.
Mm-hmm. And go.
And then, you know, most hosts worth their salt would do their own research and then have that as a fallback if they needed it. But it's all about the conversation. I don't know where we're going to go. I didn't know what you were going to say when you turned your microphone on. You definitely don't know what I'm going to say when I turn mine on.
I have no clue what you're going to say.
So, but it was just like, yeah, it's just different because like there's different skill sets. I probably cannot read a teleprompter to save my life and look natural, which TV people can do.
Now we need to do a challenge on that. When you bring it to the show, you know that kind of stuff happens.
I would absolutely be all in for a TV challenge where I have to read a teleprompter on the air. So I can do. I mean, I can read a script.
We'll challenge you to read a teleprompter for a few minutes, then we'll challenge a TV person to talk for 15 minutes because there are very different skill sets there.
That's true.
Yes.
That's true.
Hey, this Friday, you can actually watch us do this show live without a script. We're going to be going out to Publix on Haynesbridge Road in Alpharetta for a special broadcast. Come on in, pick up your supplies for the weekend football parties, and come say hello to me and Bo and Mike as we do the show live from the store. It's all brought to you by Publix. Feed your fandom. Feel the hype this year with Publix. It's the morning shift. That's us this Friday, 6 to 9 a.m. at Publix on Haynesbridge Road in Alpharetta. I'm really getting to know the state of Georgia by going to these different Publixes.
Oh, yeah. I may look like a zombie out there.
What time are you? Well, you can't really give details, but you'll be landing late.
Yeah, I don't know 100%. Well, I would say I think it's an 8. The kickoff, I actually have it in front of me. The kickoff for this game is going to be at 8:15.
Okay.
So let's say the game ends at 11:15. Airport's pretty close down in Tampa, so it's not a long ride. But let's say we're out of there by 12:30. I'd say we'd take off by 1:15. So what, about an hour? That's like 45-minute flight. So I'll probably be getting my vehicle about 2:15, 2:30.
Okay.
And I imagine from the airport area to Haynesbridge Road, it's probably about 45 minutes.
Oh, so you can't even come to the station and go to sleep for a little while.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know how. I better take some clean wipes with me, though. Freshen up.
So you will be coming straight to the Publix.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I actually would probably be, if I went all the way home, mm-hmm. which would put me home at like 3:30, let's just say 3:30, because it takes about an hour to get to the airport. But I know that that time of day is a little bit quicker. And by the time I showered and probably got out the door, it would be about 4:45. I mean, I'm not just going to.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, so yeah. I mean, I would be right up against really getting the, you know, getting to the show on time. So I'll just go straight there, I guess.
Well, I'm glad we stumbled upon this because now I'm going to have to work out the schedule with Grant because I know it's a little bit different since he does the post-game show. But he'll be getting home rather late as well. So we got to work that out with the dogs and I'll be asleep. Or he'll probably just wait till I get up to go to sleep.
Yeah, he'll sleep on the couch. He'll go watch TV.
I'm not saying he's going to sleep on the couch.
He'll watch highlights of the Falcons win.
If he chooses to.
Right? Yeah, if he chooses to.
If he chooses to.
The couch is optional, but whatever you do not wake me up when you come to bed. wink, wink, wink. Threw an extra wink in there.
That's impossible with three dogs. It's impossible not to wake me up.
I mean, you guys got a full house.
Yeah, we got a litter.
Do you ever think about putting the sticker on the back of your car where it's you and like the stick figure of you and the stick figure of Grant and then the three doggy stick figures?
They would have to be little droids since they're named Han and Chewie. There's
a third.
And Nora. She's not Star Wars, though.
I know.
She's just my fluffy little princess. Garrett's face right now.
So sweet.
There was one college football playoff matchup that we did not get to earlier that I wanted to bring back up to see how you're feeling about. It's Miami, Texas A&M. Where do you guys stand on this one?
No love for James Madison or Tulane?
Yeah, let's talk about them too.
No. Yeah, let's break down Oregon and James Madison. Here's the breakdown.
It'll be an interesting first quarter.
By halftime, we should know who is playing. We should know that Oregon will be moving on.
Yeah. No, I actually think that this Miami Texas A&M game, it's gonna be interesting, and it's the We Beat Notre Dame Bowl. And that's going to be in its own right.
That's
pretty
really
awesome.
Funny, actually. I never even thought. Even though I'd known that, I didn't even think about it.
Just put two and two with it. Yeah, I mean, look, it's the two teams who, I mean, accounted for the 4-point deficit that held Notre Dame out of the postseason. But I mean, it's going to come up on the broadcast. I guarantee you that. But as far as the matchup is concerned, it comes down to which Carson Beck shows up. I think Carson Beck, I mean, he has the chance to elevate this team into a program who can go and win a national title, or a team who is going to lose first round and can lose ugly. It just depends on what Carson Beck shows up.
This is a game that you look at two of the better. Miami beat Notre Dame by winning the trenches. They're more physical. And Texas A&M is physical as hell up front on the defensive side. They are very good. I tend to think that Marcel Reed, you talk about Carson Beck, but I think Marcel Reed might be a bigger thing in this game. It's a good point with Carson Beck because A&M's going to get after him. They are absolutely going to get after him.
Yeah.
What bothers me about this game and what bothers me about the way that they did this is the fact that I like it. This is the December 20th game at noon.
Yeah.
I don't like that. I think this should be the late game. And I think that Alabama and Oklahoma being the late game on December 19th is a good thing. The problem for me is that you have James Madison at Oregon at 7:30. I would have made that a 3:30 kick and basically sit it at noon. And listen to me on this one, because they're going to be going against NFL games on this thing, which is, I think, why they're thinking, because I believe the NFL doesn't kick off. I haven't checked the NFL schedule. I know last year that I think they went, it was like 3 versus 3, right? And it was just not going to happen. But I don't believe to me that the Oregon James Madison game believes in prime time. It should have been one of these other games. If you had any chance of beating an NFL night game on a Saturday night, it was going to be late.
It's Eagles and Commanders. That's Saturday, December 20th at 5 o'clock.
That's going to be an awful game.
And then the nightcap, it is the Packers and the Bears at 8:20.
Yeah,
you're going to have a really hard time with
it. Yeah, you know what? I take it back. That's why James Madison and Oregon is going against it.
Yep.
You actually did it right then. But I do believe it. Do find it interesting the way that they line these up. I just hate the fact that Miami and A&M's at noon. I would have rather seen it in the 3:30 slot. I do, again, know why they're doing it, because they're like, well, nobody's going to watch the second half because they're all going to tune in the NFL. You're losing anyways going against the NFL. And it's the problem that they have, and there's no way around it. There's really no way around it, because you can't play the game. You can't play a game that Friday before 7 or 8 o'clock, what they're doing. So it's kind of a no-win situation, but this could be the best of the playoff games, Miami and A&M. It might be. I'm not saying it will be. I'm saying it could be. You learn something every day. Someone just tweeted me and said the Grinch on the Walmart commercials is Walter Goggins, or Walton Goggins, who is famous from Vice Principals, famous from, like, and I love Walton Goggins.
Yes.
I think he's phenomenal.
White Lotus.
Yeah, White Lotus. He's from, like, Lithia Springs, like Douglasville area.
Yeah.
So he's... He's a Georgia guy. Shedeur Sanders has been named the starter for the rest of the year by the Browns. And that's all great. I really don't care either way. I'm not a hater of Shedeur Sanders. I'm not a fanboy of Shedeur Sanders. To me, he's another player in the NFL that plays for not my team that has a chance. I'm watching his career, and I want to see what happens because I really don't know what to think. I don't know if he's – I've never thought he was the greatest thing since sliced bread, but I also didn't think he was the crappiest thing ever either. Like, people were just torn. I didn't think he was a first-round pick. And I also think he tanked his own draft process by the way he acted. All that can be true. The problem with the Shedeur Sanders things to me is the hypocrisy. You've got reporters like Josina Anderson tweeting him like the second coming of a savior, but the way they are covering him, which is completely ridiculous as an supposed to be a journalist, so to speak, with what she claims to be. And then you got guys like Shannon Sharp who are talking out of both sides of his mouth. Because Shannon was on his little podcast thing that he does with Ocho Cinco on Monday nights after the Monday Night Football game. And he was kind of talking about the fact that they're setting him up for failure because they're starting him. And the four games that he's going to be starting are the Bears, the Bengals, the Steelers, and the Bills. Not in that order. It's actually Bears, Bills, Steelers, Bengals in that order. And they should have just sat him for the rest of the year, which is a detriment to Shedeur Sanders because all quarterbacks need to do – playing is more important for a quarterback than any other position. It's important for all players, but it is absolutely important for quarterbacks, especially against really good defenses and where you can have learning experiences. You don't want to get his ass kicked, no, but you want him to be able to learn. And to say that they're setting him up by letting him start those games because they didn't let him start earlier games, stop talking out of both sides of your mouth because I guarantee you, had Shedeur Sanders been benched for Dylan Gabriel after last week, Shannon Sharp would have been, that's malpractice. It's coaching him out, and we'd have heard the malpractice word about how wrong they're doing him. You can't have it both ways, okay? Either he's the guy or he's not, and if he's the guy, he's going to play. You don't learn by sitting.
Yeah.
It's absolutely a detriment to the quarterback position when you sit one as a young player. So I guess my thing to the talking head is stop talking out of both sides of your mouth. Either you think he's the guy, therefore he should play every snap he can, or you don't, and he sits and watches the guy that you think can. You can't have it both ways.
Well said.
Thanks for joining my Squid Talk.
Well, that is going to do it for us, for Bo and Garrett and myself, Allie Mack. Thanks for being here today. Garrett, drive safe up to Flowery Branch. The Steakhouse is coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And don't forget to
go watch a Christmas movie. Any Christmas movie, doesn't matter. Just be in the spirit, Atlanta.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo.
I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.